You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in a body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Happy Beltane! Beltane is one of the four great fire festivals of the Celtic calendar. It's an ancient celebration observed on the 1st of May that marks the beginning of summer and the full transition into the lighter half of the year. And thank goodness for that. For me, this hasn't come a day too soon. Beltane was a time of pledges to partners, to communities and to the land. And it was the time when the sun finally started to burn bright in the sky, and we knew that the summery days were on their way. This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and on the show this week, we are celebrating Beltane together. We're exploring its ancient roots, its place in the turning of the year, and what it means to honour these traditions in modern times. I believe that there is great value in traditional skills and practices. I wonder then what Beltane has in store for us this time around. The name is actually Old Irish, Beltane, translated often as bright fire. Some traditions associate it with Belinus, a solar deity whose name means the bright one or the shining one. So there's definitely a pattern there. Whether the name honours a god or simply the fire itself, the essence is the same. This is a festival of light, of life returning in its fullest force. Historically, I believe Beltane was observed across Ireland, Scotland and the Isle of Man, with celebrations often beginning at sunset on April the 30th. That's the eve of Beltane's festival. And they'd carry on through into the day of May the 1st itself. Yet the honouring of this festival was never really limited to those places alone. The Welsh celebrated Calan Mai, and similar fires were lit and similar rites observed right the way across the British Isles and across much of ancient Europe as well. They also marked this time in their own ways. From the Germanic Walpurgis, I think I've pronounced that the right way, to the Roman festival of Floralia, the 1st of May carried sacred meaning right the way across this part of the planet, and it was across many cultures, many lands, and it does continue today. Even now, in Glastonbury, Somerset, so close to my heart, friends and colleagues are busying their preparations for Beltane. Their Beltane preparations are well underway. They're dressing altars and planning their fires, and the communities are gathering. And they're also still going to celebrate Beltane every year in one of Britain's most ancient and spiritual alive places. They are always going to do that because they don't forget. Alas, though, there is not many Beltane celebrations here in Oxfordshire where I am. Their memories have long since forgotten. So Beltane is one of the festivals on the Celtic Wheel of the Year. The Celtic peoples marked time by the four great midpoints of the year, the moments that fell between the solstices and the equinoxes. And these festivals were Imbolc on the 1st of February, Beltane on the 1st of May, Lunasa on the 1st of August, and Samhain on the 1st of November. And together these festivals map the turning of the year as a living cycle. It wasn't a linear chronological type of line, but instead this is a wheel, a cycling, ever-turning, ever-returning wheel. And each festival on that wheel, at different times of the year, then holds its very own distinctive energy and a kind of invitation to come into realignment with the natural world as it moves through its own natural cycles. Beltane, then, it falls at the halfway point between the spring equinox in March and the summer solstice in June here in the Northern Hemisphere. And spring has done its work and is ready for the next phase. Spring is ready to hand over to summer so that summer can continue the cycling. So the literal and metaphorical seeds you sowed in Imbolc in February should by now have taken good hold, put down roots and be ready for truer growth. They're getting ready for their true surge. It's a festival of light. Beltane sits at the direct opposite point on the wheel of the year to Samhain, the festival of darkness and the thinning veil in Halloween and All Saints' Day. Samhain invites you to travel deeper and move inward, to honour the dead, to sit with what has passed and now needs to be released. But Beltane is all about the light, and it calls us outward to emerge into the new and refresh into the fullness of being alive in whatever form that now takes. And Beltane was a time of pledges to partners, to communities, and to the land.
Take me away. A secret place. 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 A secret That makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Amanda Nelson, and we're looking at Beltane this week and have started with recognising the significance of this amazing fire festival and its place on the Celtic Wheel of the Year. Now let's step into the celebrations themselves. Isn't that what it's all about after all? And why this festival was such a special one for everyone. The celebrations of the ancient Celts were really very practical, always intended to bring community together, and this celebration was always deeply, deeply reverent and had great meaning. Back when most people knew this festival and they celebrated it on every level, they would also have been very tied to the rhythm of the land. Life depends on the land, and their relationship with the land was really quite intimate. The land was understood quite differently than the way it is by most people nowadays, and I think it was treated as if it were alive. It was sacred, and it responded, or at least it was believed that it would respond to your relationship with it. And it would be life-giving to the people who worked it and who honoured it. It was as if the natural world had a personality, a consciousness of its own. And of course, I still believe that that is true today. And at the heart of Beltane, because it was a festival of light, oh, there had to be fire. The Tanagan bonfire, the flames, smoke, the ashes of the Beltane bonfire, they were believed to carry protective powers, and people walked their cattle and animals between two great fires, believing the smoke from the bonfires would encourage fertility and strength and guard against disease. And people placed their trust, their hopes and their livelihoods into the hands of something greater than themselves. So Beltane was a time of pledges. And people wanted some of the blessings too. People would leap over the bonfire flames or embers. I wonder if that would have been allowed nowadays. Symbolically, I think it was to purify themselves and to encourage their own fertility and to invite good fortune into their lives. As the person jumped over the bonfire, their body, mid-air, suspended between one state and another, would be cleansed of their old self, and they would quite literally leap through the light into a new version of themselves. And there were hand fasting rituals. They were also part of the Beltane festival. Couples entering into a type of sacred union, like an engagement, committing to each other for a year and a day before choosing whether then to make their partnership permanent in marriage. So you could make the commitment in Beltane on May the 1st, and the following year in early May, that's when you'd probably be wed. Love too then was very much a part of this festival. I wonder how many couples would attempt to leap the bonfire together nowadays. It was the tradition too to really decorate houses and animals with May flowers. They might have used wild primroses or perhaps some gorse, honouring the fertility of the land and bringing joy to the community. And at the centre of it all would be a May pole adorned with colourful ribbons or cloths, and those ribbons would be twirled around, woven to represent the spiral of life. And communities gathered, they feasted in the open air, and they sang and they danced, and they acknowledged that life was good and that the earth deserved to be celebrated and to feel their gratitude. Like its seasonal counterpart, Samhain, Beltane was also considered to be a time when the veil between the living world and the dead world grew thin, and the boundary between realms was believed to be more active. So those ancestors would come to watch the gaiety and the festival, and they would be acknowledged as being there too. And the fae, the fairy folk, were said to be especially present, and so you needed to be respectful and grateful of them too. So why did entire communities stop work, light fires on hilltops, and celebrate with such passion? Why was this festival so important? I think in many ways, this festival is about survival. It's about fertility. It's about future harvests and nature working hand in hand with communities rather than against it. We rely on supermarkets nowadays, and generally speaking, we have a great deal of availability and choice all year round for what we eat and drink. Very few of us, I think, need to go back into the fields and work the land as our forefathers once did. But back in the day, if you wanted to be certain of a harvest to feed you and your family and to enable you to eat today and through the winter months ahead, well, you needed to understand the relationship you had with the land and the systems of nature, and be gracious about nature and working with the land that provided for you. I suspect there is a lesson for some modern practices in that thought. With systems under pressure to feed so many people on the planet, perhaps it's time to reignite a passionate relationship with the land that feeds us all. Maybe we should be celebrating Beltane. People used to live really in direct relationship with the nature. The success of the harvest, the health of the livestock, the well-being of the community, all of it was understood to exist within a web of relationship between human and natural world. And to honour the turning of the year was a responsibility. To ignore the natural world was unthinkable. To not honour it in the way it deserved was to risk famine and the loss of lives everywhere. Seasonal celebrations like Beltane served not only as markers of the changing seasons, though, but as communal gatherings that reinforced social bonds and cultural identity. Beltane was not only about the crops then, although that was a significant part, it was also very much about belonging, about remembering who you were and who your people were and what you are a part of. Instinctively, I think that humans love seasonal rhythm, and they love reliability and predictability, and humans love to come together communally, and they love ceremony and shared traditions, and they love to celebrate.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. I feel it. tonight, that tonight's gonna be a good night, that tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, that tonight's gonna be a good night, that tonight's gonna be a good night, that tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my god.
Like oh my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it,
let's do it,
and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock,
rock, rock, rock.
Easy come, easy go, now we on top, feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
That makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
The station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and we've been exploring Beltane together today, its history, its celebrations, the deep human need it met. Beltane was a time of pledges to partners and to communities and to the land. But how could you reintroduce this into your modern day life now, if you chose to? I expect you have a home with hot and cold water. You are warmed by solar fuels and radiators or wood stoves. You buy your food, perhaps in a supermarket or a farm shop. You're most likely to drive a car rather than driving cattle to summer pastures. And I doubt you get up early to milk goats or pick wild herbs for your meals. And yet behind the scenes, whether you are acknowledging it or not in your life, that natural wheel is still turning, albeit unobserved by many communities nowadays. It's still as relevant, and yet for many people, they have completely distanced themselves. They've disconnected themselves from this vital connection. So if you feel you would like to rekindle this relationship, then why not reintroduce some form of reconnection to this festival now? There are so many ways to bring this festival alive. Do what is ever in your heart that would enable you to make a pledge. Beltane was a time of pledges. So make a pledge to yourself, make a pledge to your partner. Perhaps you could make a pledge to your community, perhaps even to the land. And what kind of pledge would you like to make? And how will you make this pledge come alive in a ceremony? You might light a fire, even a candle, and this is a fire-based ceremony. It's a festival of light, after all. Sit with the light. Let the flame represent the light returning. Let it remind you of also what is alive inside of you, what's growing inside of you, what's ready to be welcomed into the fullness of the year ahead. And I would suggest you find some way of spending some time outdoors, really outdoors though, not simply passing through it or driving through it. Take yourself to the countryside if you can, or walk down along by a canal or a river, or even visit the sea. And if it's okay to do so, walk barefoot on grass. And look around you, what's flowering? Even if you don't know the name of the flower or the plant, just take a moment. And if it's safe, get close to that flower, look at it. How many petals does it have? How large is the flower? Does it have a scent? Really start to make a connection with the Beltane energies. And have you ever considered even creating a small altar? Perhaps you could bring in some spring flowers if you have some in your garden. Or you could craft a door wreath from some kind of hawthorn or ivy or gorse. They're all traditional. But I think anything would be worthwhile. And how about a bowl of fresh seasonal food placed as an offering to the natural world on your dining room table? This would represent gratitude for previous fertility and abundance and more fertility and abundance to come into your world. And these are small acts, but they carry the same vital spirit as the communal gatherings and great bonfires of the past, even if you are doing it on a much smaller scale. The ritual is in the intention. The power is in the attention. So it's not the scale of what you do, although I do have to say, I don't think much beats the community coming together to celebrate the return of the light and leaping bonfires, but you have to begin somewhere. So this Beltane then, what are you now ready to commit to? Remember, Beltane was a time of pledges. What are you ready to stand behind in your own life? What are you willing to tend and nurture through the coming light-filled months of the year? Personally, I'm looking for simplicity. That's the pledge I'm making. I would like to pledge simplicity in my life and consistency in my life. And if I want to look for community, I will search for it. And so for you, if you want to look for community, Beltane could be a wonderful time for you. The Fyle Festival is still celebrated throughout the British Isles, though you may have to search a little and find the community nearest to you that are still practicing this wonderful celebration together. They will be there, and I'm sure you'll be welcome. And there you will be amongst the drumming and the dancing and the fire. Our ancestors, though, they didn't decide, they didn't make up the celebration as the 1st of May. There was a reason that the 1st of May was the day that was chosen. And it was because they observed nature first, and they noticed that the land had rhythms, and on May the 1st, the land was coming alive. And so they wanted to celebrate coming alive too. And when we align ourselves with those natural rhythms, we, as humans, we feel more whole and more a part of something much, much greater than we are alone. We live now in a culture that largely operates outside of natural time. The seasons are blurred because we are fortunate enough, certainly in the UK, to be able to eat most foods any time of the year. And so the seasonality of our diet is no longer forefront in our mind. And we work all year round. Winter is no longer really a time to rest. Artificial light and the demand of productivity of modern existence, it continues no matter what the day is. If you had worked the fields, then in winter there was much, much less that needed to be done. The earth was sleeping anyway, and naturally there was lower light and little to do. So you too could take that time to move inward and rest. But that wasn't what Beltane was about. Beltane was about starting anew and really going to celebrate the light, celebrate the turning of the year and the new start ahead of you. Why don't you consider connecting with the energy of these festivals? Make your own meaning from them, even while I suppose acknowledging that your modern life looks very different from those of your ancestors. The old ways don't require much, and they certainly don't require you to abandon modern life. I think that there is a lot of value in the tradition of our forefathers. I think they understood their connection to nature a lot more than the vast majority of people do nowadays. And they remind you to remember that you're not separate from the earth or from the seasons or from the great turning wheel of life. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.